This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. And this theme, the theme for this month is apocalypse food buckets, right, David?
Yep. Apocalypse food buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can you get in this box, guys?
You can get a 10-year supply of KFC.
Oh. Okay. My favorite kind of bucket.
It's a bucket within a bucket. That's kind of the special thing about it.
It's endless buckets.
It's like a mamushka doll or whatever those
this,
are. Those
this Russian month's nesting theme dolls. Is just buckets. How yeah. many buckets will you get? I don't know. But if you want to go get a bucket full of buckets, you can go to lootcrate.com/unpitchable and use the coupon code unpitchable to save $3 on your charitable giving for your apocalypse food bucket. So anyway, go get a Loot Crate. They're full of stuff.
Okay.
That's their slogan. They're full of stuff.
Full of stuff.
We got Loot Crate. Stuff.
Full of stuff.
Hey guys, welcome to Unpitchable, a podcast about fake sequels and movie mashups based on real movies. I'm Nick Kagey.
I'm David Johnson.
I'm Tim Catania. Guys.
Guys.
I went to Disney this week in Universal Studios in Florida.
Which Disney?
The one in Florida, Disney World.
No. Which Disney? There's multiple parks inside.
All the Disney. Well, minus Animal Kingdom, because we got a zoo
I'm
here,
just kidding.
And I don't need to go.
I've never been to Disney.
I don't
Disney.
Need to I go just... to the animatronic zoo when I can see animals locked in cages right around the corner from my house. I'm not a crazy person. So,
well,
I went to Disney. It was cool. It was pretty cool. They have all kinds of cool rides now.
Yeah.
David, what's your favorite ride at Disney?
My favorite ride is the Toy mm-hmm. Story pull string noose ride.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really
good
one.
It's pretty good. It's good. So what you do is you get arrested and then sentenced to death by Woody's pull string.
Uh-huh.
And it's like an escape the room game.
Yeah. Except for the stakes are really high.
They're high. They're the highest
they're
stakes.
Very high.
Be.
The highest stakes. That's what makes it so fun. I did a fast pass for that one.
Yeah.
So
it's probably a good call.
It was a really good one.
Because it's like the psych out of that whole ride is watching other people fail and knowing that you've still got to go. So
I like the ride where you go into this. It's Frozen. It's based on Frozen. You know, we all love that movie. And mm-hmm. and you go in and you're basically just haunted by the adults who killed themselves for having had to listen to Frozen 100 times. That's the limit. The human limit is 100 times.
Yep.
It's my favorite ride.
It's pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my favorite ride is it's based on Finding Nemo, and it's where you lose your kids and people yell at you for a while.
Oh, God, that's good. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I like that. The one that makes that one so good is that you actually lose your kids. You might not get them back.
It's yeah, Disney puts roll. Them in their sweatshop. Yeah, if you can't find your kids within the hour, Disney is legally allowed to adopt them.
They will taxidermy cool. them and put them in It's a Small World. They'll do it.
That's cool, though. They'll give you a DVD where they converted your child into a Pixar short. And you just get to watch. That's how you connect with your child.
Rest in peace, Jimmy. You were always my favorite animatronic Woody doll boy.
Oh my gosh.
It's really good.
That was good.
They might
that
actually do funny. A feature film based off your kid if you're lucky. That's
I mean,
how
if
we
your
got
likable enough.
That's how we got Wally.
That's how we got Up.
Yeah.
Carl was the first.
I know. It's crazy. He was an old man kid though. They lost an old man.
It's so rare that they lose an old man that they were like, we have to capitalize on this.
Well, he was crotchety as can be before we melted him down into corn dog mix. So, you know, he's the perfect candidate for a movie. He loved balloons. That's how we tricked him to walk into the mixer. you know, it's kind of autobiographical, honestly. If you really look at it, it makes sense. So, Universal has this new thing called Child Swap.
Yeah.
I know what Child Swap is.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, you guys don't know what Child Swap is, and so I want to, because I had thoughts about it before I figured out what it was. What do you guys think Child Swap is?
It's like Wife Swap, like that show where you like trade wives for a week or a month or however long, but you just trade kids for a day at the park. Like, you're
okay.
like,
oh
man,
my, gosh,
my, kids,
that would be fun.
My kids are terrible. Like those kids look like they might be fun to hang out with. But what it would be like if my kids behaved? Let me get these kids.
That Ronnie like? Kid is so cool looking. Look at his cool haircut and his skinny jeans. You suck, his, Jimmy.
He's got an anime butt down. What are you wearing, a polo? Get out of here.
Jimmy, you don't even own a single pair of JNCOs. Get out of here. Go stay with that family. Go stay with that shabby family. We're a better family than you. And you swap your kid.
So here's my thought on it. Is you know how like Disney lets you take like you can pay to like get your picture taken anywhere? You can pay them to swap your kids with other people's better looking kids for your family photos.
In the photos?
Yeah, that's what happens when you like get lost in the Finding Nemo ride. They take the handsome kids and they don't turn them into meal. They let them pose with you in pictures. And then like when you send out your Christmas card, they're like, "Man, you know, Jimmy looks a lot better than he did. He looks more handsome. He's more handsome than either of you. What happened? Did she cheat on you?" That's the thing. Like, that's their, like, we can't guarantee people won't assume that your wife cheated on you. That's the problem that you have to deal with this program. No, Child Swap is actually really cool. So this is the first time we've ever brought a kid to one of these parks. We've gone to Universal a few times now, two or three times.
We tried to bring a kid that one time, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, we left him at the gate, so, you know, someone took him for sure. We haven't heard anything. No, Judah's like almost 2 years now. He's a year and a half old, maybe. And I should probably know that, definitely. Yeah, he's a year and a half. Let's just say that, in case my wife listens. He's a year and a half. A year and a half-ish, give or take. Whatever will get me out of getting in trouble. So it's hard to go on adult rides with a child, right? Because they'll die. They'll die on roller coasters. So there's a thing called Child Swap where you wait in the line together, and then one of you heads into this room watching TV, Transformers or something, and you watch the kid, and then when your wife or significant other or grandparent gets off, you hop on the ride yourself. It's really neat. So you guys were not anywhere near right, but your ideas have been forwarded on to Universal. I don't think they do it at Disney because they hate me.
That was at Universal, not at Disney?
Yeah.
Disney should pick that up.
They should.
That's awesome.
I don't know if they have it on the adult rides, and I just didn't notice it because we went on Dumbo pretty much. That's it. Dumbo ride's great, guys. Let me tell you about it. It's good. You go up, you go down, you spin in circles. There's Dumbo. Kid loved it.
Tim, what can you tell? I'm getting ready to go to Disney in a week. What can you tell me to prepare me? Is there a survival guide that I need?
Yeah, there's a survival guide. It's do a lot of hardcore drugs so you can enjoy yourself. Because by the time you get, like, so you walk in the gate. If you haven't been to Disney, Disney's huge. So say you go to the Magic Kingdom and you're like, you know what would be great? Let's go on Space Mountain. In order to walk to Space Mountain, by the time you get there, your feet will be nubs. You'll just have nubs where your feet were. So, like, the drugs really, like, help you make the journey, you know? Because it's all about the journey, not the destination.
Right.
Yeah.
That's make you forget that you even need feet.
Yeah. Or get a wheelchair. Maybe you can get bit by a snake again and have a wheelchair. Because that was my favorite time. David had a wheelchair for a while when he was bit by a snake, and it was my favorite David moment. Classic David. That's what I said.
Classic.
Anyway, you guys want to do movies?
Yeah. Not really.
David.
Okay, so I don't know if you remember. It's been a long time ago, but last month.
feels like years.
I brought exclusively clown movies, and it seemed to work out pretty well. So this month I have a new theme, and that theme is, well, you'll figure it out. So my, have you guys seen Tropic Thunder?
Oh, no. Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Didn't seem that enthusiastic when I said yes.
No, that's good. I just want to make sure. All right, so my movie is Trumpic Thunder.
Oh, no.
That's perfect.
It stars our Commander-in-Chief.
Commander-in-Chief. Well, so elect. You know,
elect.
He wanted to go. Don't say that like it's going to put a Band-Aid on the situation. So let's just assume that like he was like, you know what? Arnold Schwarzenegger did movies then governor.
Right.
What if I did president?
President and then movies.
So I'm assuming this is after his long 12 years of presidency because he somehow weasels into a third term.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, that movie, Tropic Thunder, was like just on the verge of racist enough for Trump, probably.
That's actually so true.
So that's probably perfect for them to like reboot Tropic Thunder with him in it.
Yep.
So you have a plot for this, or you just
not at all?
No. Okay.
No. We so could, what if this is free form?
All right. So Tropic Thunder was kind of like these guys go to some like Vietnam like place, right? Some jungle,
right?
To do a war movie, and they end up living a real war, basically.
Right.
Which was a fantastic premise.
Yeah, it really was. It had some pretty funny stuff in it.
Yeah, the classic.
So what is President-elect Donald Trump going to be doing?
All right, so
I know what it is. I've got it. I got it, guys. I'm sorry.
You got it.
I got this. The whole election was this. He thought he was filming a film, and then he accidentally won the presidency.
So we're
yes,
we're living Trumping Thunder is what you're telling
Trumping
me.
Thunder, yes, we were living it. It's real life. Movie over, 30-second pitch. He won. That's the pitch.
You know, there's a Robin Williams movie like where he was a comedian and
the end of the year.
It was good.
This is a pretty good movie. Unfortunately, this is not that.
Yeah, unfortunately, Trump's not a comedian, so sucks for us. All right, I like that. So he got the presidency and thought it was, you know, just like a new. Maybe he was like thought that they were shooting like a really really guerrilla pilot for a new reality series.
He's like, I want to be on the House of Cards.
Okay,
sure, we can do that. And they're like, well, we don't really have the budget because he's bankrupt. Like, what if he just actually runs for president? And then they did that. And they tricked him. And then he, like, woke up in the Oval Office, and he's there. And he's got to, like, solve all the world's problems.
What if I like, you saying he just woke up in the Oval Office makes me think that he's in, like, a breakout game, and he doesn't actually want to be president. He has to do presidential things in order to get out of the Oval Office.
He's got to basically reenact the whole National Treasure series in order to escape the Oval Office.
Even our threequel, even our third one.
Yeah, even our fourquel, I'm sure that we've done.
Yeah.
So what? Stupid. So I like the idea of putting him in the Oval Office, mm-hmm. and he's like, I didn't ask for this. No. And so he's got to like escape, and they're like, well, this is the rules. In order to impeach yourself, you have to solve my riddles. Ooh. There's like a wizard.
Yeah.
There's a wizard there. He's the presidential wizard.
That's a new position in the cabinet.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that some people on his cabinet might have been wizards in their past. But the different kind, a bad kind that we frown upon. So no,
the
but this is like a this is like a, this is a magic wizard, not a terrible wizard. This is a cool this okay. is a cool chill wizard, you know, that like plays tricks on you. He keeps the basically what he does is he keeps the Oval Office like fun. President Obama instated that like, listen, we don't have enough fun around here. We need a presidential wizard. That's what he said. And he did his hands the way he does when he talks with his thumb, like it's holding like a leaflet. Know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yep, and, I know what you're saying.
And so he, okay, this has gone off the rails of what your original premise is, but I think we got something here.
We got something here.
What's the wizard's name? This is very important.
Shaughnessy.
Ah,
Shaughnessy.
Okay. Grand Mage Shaughnessy.
Yep.
Lord of Darkness. He's like setting up these traps for Donald Trump, and he's like, listen, if you want to escape the presidency and self-impeach yourself, you got to solve my riddles. And so what are some of the riddles? I guess, what could you like set up for presidential riddles? That could be a good way to go.
He has to find the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, it's not in the White House, so that'll be...
That's exactly the point.
He's what like, if, he Googled it, and he's like, well, technically. That's how he solved
okay,
that
for
puzzle.
Real, though, what if he has to name all the presidents before him without Google, but he doesn't realize that all the pictures of the presidents are down the hallway?
It's just like, well, yeah. Or all the pictures of the presidents are actually pictures of, like, maybe the American Idol winners down the hallway.
President
Ruben, my favorite.
President Ruben Studdard.
Ruben Studdard, my favorite. Kelly Clarkson was second, I'm pretty sure. But she's on the wall anyway, because she was more successful. Was she first or second?
She was first.
She won, but that's okay.
What was the other guy's name?
Justin Guarini, and I'm ashamed that I know that.
What was the other guy's name?
Sanjay.
Sanjay. Clay Aiken.
Sanjay.
Sanjay.
That's a pretty good pull, David.
No, there was a Sanjay or Sanjay.
No, there was Sanjaya. He's right. There is a Sanjaya.
He was amazing.
There's Taylor Hicks, Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
And that's all I remember. There's a Chris somebody that won like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
Topher Grace, my favorite American Idol. And then he got to be on that 70s show. That was pretty legit. You know, good transition for him career-wise, it seemed like, because then he played the worst Spider-Man villain. they cut all his musical scenes out of Spider-Man, and that's why in Spider-Man 3 you see Peter Parker dancing for a little bit of it, because they just couldn't make the story work without that one scene. So anyway, he gets to name all the presidents, but then he names all of the American Idol people, and the wizard's like, well, I'm Shaughnessy, and I guess.
That was a list. I'll take it.
Yeah, you did a thing. Abracadabra Greg. That's what he says. All his spells have bad names, by the way. I think that's important.
So all these riddles, like, what if they're not, like, what if they're really not riddles, but they're just normal questions, but because the, like, naming all the president's people.
So, can you just tell me, he's like, hi, I'm Shaughnessy, can you tell me one of your aide's names? And he's like, Cliff. Nope, not even close. And then, like, he actually spends 3 years of his presidency trying to figure out what one of the names of his aides are, because he can never remember them.
He's just always handing them things to sign, but he can't read cursive. He's like,
yeah, he's like, ah, got me again. He signs his name with an X. Little people, people don't normally know that, you know? So, he gets through that one when he yells Clifford. Because he wants to watch it on TV, and that just happens to be one of his aide's names.
Okay.
I love Clifford the Big Red Dog. Okay, well, that's close enough. Shaughnessy's getting bored at this point. He's already turned half the staff into snakes. So it's a politician's natural animal. Everyone knows that. Snake or a rat.
They're spirit animals. Snake or a rat.
Yeah. All right, so one more. Let's do one more, like, trial.
What if he has to solve the King Solomon dilemma? And two people are fighting over a baby, and he has to decide what to do.
Or what if it's like two people are fighting over like a casino
T-bone steak,
a T-bone steak, and he's like, "This is a hard decision. Whose steak is this actually? I don't know." And Shaughnessy's like, "You have to choose before it molds." Shaughnessy. And he's like, "Oh, this is so hard." So he eats the steak. And Shaughnessy's like, well, it's technically a decision. And then he finally gets impeached, for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does he get impeached for?
It's self-impeachment, so it's a little vague when they come out to say it.
That's called a resignation.
Yeah, they don't have that. It's not a thing anymore. The first thing he did when he got in office was sign a thing to get rid of resignations. And then he also signed. Okay.
His justification was he'll never quit on us.
Oh, he's like, well, who would have guessed I made America great again a week in? Well, better call it a day. Oh, crap.
He orders the word quit to be actually taken out of all the dictionaries.
Trump's law foiled me again. So anyway.
30-second pitch, David?
President-elect Trump wins.
30-second pitch. Trump is president, guys. The end.
The end. Bye-bye, everyone. We love all of you. If you voted for him, no big deal. But just
so long, and thanks for all the fish. We're out of here.
It was great. The Dolphins left. Lord. Anyway, that was pretty good. You guys want
to
do some recommends?
That was
recommends?
Not good, but let's go.
It was great, David. What are you talking about? There was a wizard. Shaughnessy was there. Shaughnessy.
I love that name, Shaughnessy. If me and Mindy have a kid, that's the name now.
Shaughnessy.
He's going to be a wizard, so get ready for that.
Yeah, get ready for that. That's real hard. You don't understand what you're getting into.
Shaughnessy, why are you floating on the roof and owning, sticking to the corner?
owning a child. Yeah. Owning a child is like owning a monkey. But and owning a child that's a wizard is like owning a monkey who's double strong. So just keep that in mind.
My bosses keep telling me he's possessed, and I'm like, no, he's a wizard. And they're like, no, that's possession. I'm like, no.
No, he's a wizard. Trust me. Listen, watch this. Say that one. And he's like, Accio, your wallet. And he takes your wallet. And you're like, see? Please help.
Please help.
All right. Shaughnessy is terrible. Anyway, another beautiful character created by the Unfitchable crew. Definitely going to make a reappearance in all of our movies. All right, recommends.
Recommends.
David, you're up. Or Nick, you're up. All of you are up.
I'm up.
I'll tell you what. Mine's short and simple. I'll go first. How about that? All right, so, you know, we plug Loot Crate on here a lot, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so my recommends is actually this thing that's very similar to Loot Crate, but for animals, called BarkBox.
Right. Yeah.
And it's kind of neat. It's basically like, you know, they send you stuff to kill your neighbor's dog. That's actually not true. They send you stuff to like... they send you stuff that's like...
A bottle of antifreeze. Sweet.
Yeah, and so... But I also thought it would be really great if like... There's a service called Send Your Enemies Glitter, and it's like you send them an envelope and it explodes per se with glitter. It would be fun if you could send that to your neighbor's dog and it like explodes with like antifreeze. As well.
That would be fun. I love killing animals. You know what David loves? killing animals. That's something we all enjoy.
No, but for real, like BarkBox is great. They send you like a treat, a chew toy, and if you pay for the $25 one instead of the $20 one, they'll actually send you an outfit for your dog.
Yep.
Oh, so it's a torture box for your dog if you spend the $5 more.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's neat. That's cool. Like, I don't know if Loot Crate owns it or if it's separate, but it's cool.
No, it's nothing to do with them.
Well, yeah.
Talking about BarkBox?
You could technically give your Loot Crate stuff to your dog.
Loot Crate has a pet box. I think it's called Loot Pet.
No, it's Pet Crate. I just found it.
Oh, Pet Crate? Okay.
Yeah, but BarkBox is better because I say so.
It is.
Oh, okay.
The Pet Crate comes with a t-shirt for you and a matching t-shirt for your dog.
Oh, are you serious? That sounds great.
Yeah,
all right, go to lootcrate.com/petcrate/unpitchable and use the coupon code unpitchable to get yourself a... I don't know if you can get a pet crate with our code, but you can sure try.
Yeah,
you can sure try. $3 take care of them doggies.
Get that dog a shirt. This is America. All right.
I'm
put
done.
A shirt
that's
on
all
that
got.
Dog. I'm tired of looking at it.
Unpitchable says, put a shirt on that dog. Dadgummit.
You're up, David.
Okay. Guys, I watched two movies that I've been told for a long time I should watch. I watched them this past weekend.
All right.
Demolition Man.
Ah, that's a good
yes.
one.
And,
so good.
And Face Off. And I want to talk a little bit about both, mostly about Face Off, but I do want to address two things in Demolition Man. Number one is, so I understand, so let me make sure that I get this right. There was a fast food brand war.
Yes, I'm so glad you're talking about
Taco
this.
And Taco Bell won over Pizza Hut, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, so I was watching this while I cooked in the kitchen, and like, it can get loud with stuff in the frying pan. So I had the subtitles on. And every time that they... And I want to believe that this was intentional just to always mess with people forever. Even though their lips and audio was saying Taco Bell, the subtitles always said Pizza Hut.
What?
And I was like, wait, what?
Did you rewind and check?
Yeah. I like watched their mouths move and it always said Pizza Hut. So always the subtitles, apparently whatever script they used to do the subtitles, Pizza Hut originally won. I'm just letting you know.
No,
so
I'm telling you, here's how they do that. They send that out to a third party company and they type that up.
And they're like, I hate Taco Bell.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
Deaf people will never know.
They'll never know about Taco Bell as long as I'm doing the transcriptions.
The world's greatest lip readers will never work this one out.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger saying any of those words, you would not know what he said, honestly. So, that's a good movie. Isn't that the one that's kind of like, wait, which one? No, Running Man is all I'm thinking of. I have seen
Demolition Man. Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes are in Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Sandra Bullock.
And Sandra Bullock. They call, and Rob Schneider. They call, I like the fact that they call Sylvester Stallone, like, he's known on the police force as the Demolition Man because he always, like, can't not leave a crime scene without blowing something up. And I'm like, but he's still on the police force, which is great. Also,
well, he's good at paperwork, so they let him stay.
That movie opens in 1996, and Los Angeles is like a wasteland. And I'm just like, that's the funniest thing ever.
Close enough.
Like,
it was so good. Wesley Snipes' character in that is the
weirdest.
He had
movie,
to have
man.
Had fun playing.
You know what,
that.
Guys? I think I'm sure I've seen this movie on TV, but I don't
you need
I don't
to watch
know.
It again. Dennis Leary's in it. There's like a whole underground area of the city where they make normal food and behave like normal people. It's weird.
Yeah, and what's the guy's name who's the leader, like the actor?
Oh, man. It's Edgar Friendly is his name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They eat rat burgers. That's all I remember.
Rat burgers.
What'd you think of Face Off?
Face Off is the most ridiculous. Like, the sad thing about Face Off, watching Face Off, was the realization that we'll never get a dumb action movie like that ever again. The 90s was a beautiful
Pacific
time.
Pacific Rim kind of tried.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
You're right.
Pacific Rim knew what it was doing. Face Off, I think they thought that this was a great movie.
Well, this is the peak of Nicolas Cage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we'll never get something that great because the plot to that movie would not be signed off on. Now, I mean, to be fair, Ryan Reynolds has made, I think, two movies back to back where he is in someone else's body somehow. That's getting a little weird. But
oh yeah, you know what? You're right on that.
No, he did. He made Selfless, and then some movie with Kevin Costner. I think he's even got another movie coming out where he does this again. So
maybe he's just like
happening.
He's typecast.
I think he lost a bet. Someone was like, "I bet you can't make three movies that had the same plot without anyone noticing."
I bet what happened is like Fox was like, "Hey, we'll let you make Deadpool the way you want to, but you have to do these three movies."
Yeah, sorry. These scripts are identical. The names are changed.
We really want to see. It's a market study. Which actors would make this script the best? And we're just going to recast it every time.
And then we'll release the final one beautiful. With the name all combined. That's it. With the scenes that were best shot.
Yeah. But yeah, so I recommend those. Face Off was great. Nicolas Cage.
I love the magnetic shoes.
Is a lunatic in that movie.
Yo, I said this before. The magnetic shoes are the boots from Super Mario Brothers.
I read that.
They
They're
do
awesome.
Look pretty much like it.
They are, I believe.
No, the same boots. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, there's nothing better than Nicolas Cage. I don't know.
Pretending to be John Travolta.
This is like the weirdest thing, dude.
Nicolas Cage pretending to be John Travolta while pretending to be himself in a weird way?
Yeah.
The best part of that movie is like the way they show love by like rubbing their hands over each other's face.
I was going to
bring like that
up.
The weirdest thing.
It's the dumbest thing. Like that's how his daughter or his wife knew it was actually him, was that he just ran his hand down her face, which I do that to Brandy as a joke. I didn't know I was doing a face-off love love move, but yeah.
Smell my bacony meat hand. I'm Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys should, if you've never seen those movies, please go watch them. They are
okay.
Utter garbage and deserve
David, I watch Demolition Man at least once a year, so.
It's pretty good.
Great. It's been a while since I've seen some.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a very narrow cast recommend for Universal Studios. I ride, actually, there. It's just awesome, so I just want to like talk about it a little bit because it's so cool. They have a King Kong ride now.
What?
It's amazing.
I didn't know it was open. That's exciting.
Dude, it's the coolest ride I've ever been on. If you're going to Universal when you go to Disney, you've got to try it. It is basically you hop on this like little safari vehicle and this, you know, one of the characters from the new movie is driving you around and you go through this tunnel and they do a really, you know, you have 3D glasses on or whatever. They do a really good job of they basically like bend the room around you in such a way that the 3D looks super real. You know, you guys have all seen like 3D movies and they're like, yeah, they're all right. Right.
Yeah.
This is like you look in every direction. There's something.
So
there's no looking at anything but that or the thing you're riding on.
So is this a little bit like the Spider-Man ride?
It's like Spider-Man on steroids.
No, but I mean, like, it's not like you're not outside. You're in a room the whole time.
You're in a room, but you're moving the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Not so, like, you moved to Spider-Man.
They have, like, this, I'm guessing it's either a dome or curved screens.
Yeah.
So you walk in, and they've got, like, some set design in the back wall, and then they've got a screen. And you're like, okay, this is, you know, par for the course for Universal Studios-style rides like this, movie rides. And so, you know, you watch, like, this little, you know, 30-second intro, and then things go bad or whatever. But the coolest thing is the technical design on when you go through this tunnel, basically, and you come out in the jungle, and on either side of you is, like I said, like a curved screen, and it's with the 3D, it looks like you're there. It's amazing. I don't know how they did it. It's not like a set. I mean, you can kind of tell looking at the corner of your glasses, of course, that it's a screen, but it's pretty convincing. Also, some of the coolest animatronics I've ever seen with Kong near the end of the ride. So I would highly recommend it. Like I said, that's kind of narrow casting if you live near Florida where you can drive to, or Universal Studios.
You might be going to Disney soon, or like into Orlando soon.
Yeah,
put it on your list.
Put it on your list because it's awesome. It was really, really cool.
Who's next?
I'll go next.
You're next. Let's do it,
guys. I'm not 100% sure about this movie, but maybe you got some ideas. Have you guys seen What Dreams May Come?
Yeah. With
Robin Williams.
I love that movie.
Have you guys seen Commando?
Yeah.
What Dreams May Commando? That's what I have here. So, I just figured.
You're stupid.
Well, I just figured it was maybe What Dreams May Come, but with Arnold Schwarzenegger from a commando with some sort of giant rifle, machine gun, in the dream world trying to get back to his family.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a ton for a plot for it, so I was hoping that you guys could, like, bail me out a little bit.
Okay.
So I don't remember a lot from What Dreams May Come, so that gives us a lot of freedom to just do whatever we want, basically.
He dies.
But I do remember Commando.
His kids are there. I don't know. It's weird.
I remember something about him being in a purgatory, and he has to find his way back, I think. All right, so let's start this out. Do you have direction, or you want me to start?
I have zero for this.
Okay, so my thought is, what if this is not, like, the character that Arnold Schwarzenegger plays, but in fact, it is Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Okay.
And, like, the world and Trump's America has gotten so... They've lost such a sense of reality that they think that Arnold Schwarzenegger is, like, in fact, like, a soldier. So they send him to war to stop another country from trying to take us over.
Wait,
and the whole time
he's
trying... No, they don't send troops to war. They just send Arnold Schwarzenegger to war.
Okay. So he goes. He thinks he's doing a movie, right? He gets there,
yeah.
It's a real war. It's Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's trying to fight off another country. It doesn't matter which country. You can name any communist country. Yeah, any communist country, and we're fine. And so he gets killed, and... He spends his time, like, in a dream sequence at the hospital where he thinks he's in purgatory. And in this purgatory, Shaughnessy shows up.
Shaughnessy is there. I'll be your magic guide. Ooh.
No, actually, in What Dreams May Come, I think it's Cuba Gooding Jr. shows up and is trying to walk
as
Robin
Shaughnessy?
Williams.
So, yep. So can I suggest a different way for Arnold Schwarzenegger to die? Well, I think that is totally plausible with how things are going in America, that we would make him be our face to fight the enemy. I think it's more likely that he squats one too many times. And his spine comes out. His final squat, and his spine just comes out. And they're like, who would have guessed it? He's squatted.
And a team of doctors are like, we all did.
We told him.
We all told him. Don't do it. Don't drop anything.
Please try not to squat 3,000 pounds. Try not to outdo the Rock. You can't. He's too strong. So
he's denser than a planet. Please, sir, do not pick him up.
Please try not to squat the Rock.
Can I make this, like, just unacceptably fun? What if Cuba Gooding Jr. is, in fact, his guide from, you know, like, in the afterlife? But it's Cuba Gooding Jr. playing his character from Radio.
Okay.
Okay.
What if it's Arnold Schwarzenegger keeps calling Cuba Gooding Jr. Radio?
Okay, that works too.
Radio.
So, hey, remember when you were in Snow Dogs or whatever that movie was called? Remember that, Cuba? Cuba?
Cuba. But Cuba Gooding Jr. has a curse, and every time Arnold Schwarzenegger addresses him as one of the characters from his movies, he has to play that character.
For the rest of the film?
Like, for the rest of until he comes up with a new character.
Okay. So, David, can you do an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression?
No.
Please. Please, David. Please. Please, David. Yeah. This is
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I need to do
that. Works.
Yeah.
That works.
Get into the chopper!
What are you doing?
Cubit! Cubit Gooding Jr. That's not really good Arnold Schwarzenegger, Cuba. But I did get to yell that so my wife could hear it.
Ah, Cuba.
Okay.
Cuba.
So, let's pick some Cuba Gooding Jr. characters first. So all we got Rod Tidwell from Jerry Maguire.
I think he should just be,
show me the money, Jerry!
Alright. So look, we'll just ad lib those in. Keep the list up.
Okay.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger dies. So what is his like? So in what dreams may come. He goes to purgatory for a little bit. Then he's in heaven, right? He's trying to communicate with his wife. I just want to explore what Arnold Schwarzenegger's heaven would look like.
It's just weight benches.
I was going to say just weight benches and protein powder.
Weight benches and animals.
What?
Because he has like a reserve like on his property.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'm down with
him. He's rescued like some animals that they couldn't place anywhere else.
The only difference is on Earth he can't weight lift the animals, but in his heaven he can lift a rhino as much as he wants.
This is what I originally got it for.
They said I could not. Gemma Barnes had this rhino and lift him. This truly is heaven.
That's a bad story.
How do you lift a rhino? I need to do some reps.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is heaven. So it's perfect. So what is his eventual, like, so he's got to talk to his wife in the movie. What is Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to do? Because I don't think he's talking to his wife. I think she's relieved.
No, but what if he's talking to his maid that he had that illegitimate child with?
Oh, yeah. Arnold Jr.
Sure.
Arnold Palmer.
Little Arnold.
Little Arnold. Arnold from the cartoon Arnold. Hey, Arnold. All of those are his kids.
All Arnolds.
One of those is definitely older than he is and died recently. I think he's trying to communicate with his wife, and she can't understand his accent from the afterlife.
It's just a little too garbled.
It's a little too much, Arnold. The only word I got was the governator. Can you try that again? So let's just assume he goes through like hell, purgatory, and heaven. So what's Arnold Schwarzenegger's? Let's just do that. What's Arnold Schwarzenegger's hell?
Oh man. Well.
Uh huh. This is a tough
one.
His
wife was Maria Shriver. So what if it's he has to sit through all Maria Shriver movies and he's not allowed to be in any of them?
That would be rough.
What if his hell is just Sylvester Stallone got all of the roles that he got?
Sylvester Stallone is Conan. No.
Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
All right, so we got heaven. Hell could be a lot of different things. It's just, I think Schwarzenegger's scandals.
No, I think it's less that and more of like, he goes to for it's, his it's like pre-workout and it's water. And he's like, what? No, this is supposed to be like my protein. How am I supposed to? And then he goes to lift and the bar pins him and everyone laughs at him. And then he realizes he's pantsless in gym class. And then
it's just a weight room and everyone put all the weights in the wrong spot.
Nope, I figured it out. It's twins, but he plays the Danny DeVito role. He's Danny DeVito. His hell is being Danny DeVito.
So who would be the Arnold? Would it be The Rock? Would
no,
the
it'd
Rock
be Danny DeVito.
No, Danny DeVito is just stretched out.
Danny DeVito is just super buff.
It's
in
a
this.
Really disgusting looking Danny DeVito.
He's just basically Danny DeVito's head surgically attached to Arnold's body.
Well, it's like head and shoulders. It's weird.
It's real. It's yeah. It's a little. It like tapers off in a weird way. Danny DeVito's head.
It's so weird.
Hi. So
hi.
His voice My is accent's gonna be deeper. Gone. He's got like more.
That's so stupid. All right. So that's hell. So purgatory. What would be the trial that would get Arnold to heaven in this universe thingy?
What if he has to make friends with Sinbad?
Okay.
I was gonna say, what if he has to fix Sinbad's career?
Oh yes, that's where it is.
And it's just him yelling at Sinbad for most of it, pretty much.
It's just him suffocating Sinbad.
I like it.
Every time I kill him, he comes back.
The thing is, he stays in purgatory so he can continually kill Sinbad. Over and over, forever and ever.
Go into this gentle sleep, my friend. He's just pushing a pillow on his mouth.
Oh, man. Arnold Schwarzenegger's mine. Anyway, he takes out his machine gun at some point, and he's like, that's how he gets out of purgatory, is he just mows everyone down with his machine gun. And who would have guessed? Guns work in heaven, too. St. Peter's there, and he's like, oh, whoa, 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 hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me check the book.
It's and not like, a tumor.
Where's your permit?
Yeah, where's your permit? And then he pulls out this machine gun and he shoots the book and he shoots St. Peter and he's like, walks in. He shoots the pearly gates down. Boom. He's in heaven. And then he starts shooting everything because he's crazy. He shoots the clouds out from underneath him. The cherubs try to catch him, but he's too heavy. That's not what happens, probably. This is a bad movie.
Nope,
I'm kind of digging it. We've taken it in a lot of weird directions. I'm digging it.
This is good. So
I just don't know how to end it.
I think the finale is he gets into heaven and he's got his machine gun. And he gets up there and God's like, whoa, hold on, man. Hold on a second. Don't shoot me with that, please. And he's like, whoa, wait, what? And then Arnold Schwarzenegger realizes with a machine gun, he's stronger than God. That's it.
Oh my gosh.
Like the angels won't do his bidding until he threatens to shoot them with his machine gun. And that's how he takes over heaven. And that's what dreams may command of.
Okay. I like it. 30-second pitch.
Yeah, 30-second pitch is Arnold Schwarzenegger tragically dies doing a mega squat with The Rock on his shoulders, and his spine comes out. And when he goes to, he lands in hell, he fights his way out through as Danny DeVito, proving that Danny DeVito could be worth something if he tried hard enough, if he had the drive of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then he goes through purgatory, does his thing there, machine guns his way into heaven and takes over. And he runs it like a dictatorship, like he always wanted to run California. The end. The funny thing is, running heaven is a lot like being governor. So he's already fit for the job.
Oh my gosh.
All right. That's it.
I like
it. Nick.
I like it. That was beautiful.
So, you know, we're starting to live in like a generation where instead of rebooting movies, they're actually rebooting TV series. Do you guys remember West Wing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and you remember how we did Westworld a couple Kanye Westworld a while back?
Yeah.
My movie is Kanye West Wing.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
So is he president? Because that's important.
I was thinking, like, maybe he got inspired because, you know, Trump became president. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting move for him. And something he would probably do in real life. So let's talk about the future. Let's talk about the 2020 elections when Kanye West wins.
Okay. I was thinking that he just realized, like, he doesn't like Trump's America because he doesn't like anybody's America unless it's Kanye's America. And Kanye is just as egotistical and crazy as Trump.
So do you guys remember when Kanye West blamed George W. Bush for the hurricane?
Yeah, I do.
So what if he's like, I got to get to that hurricane gun. Someone's got to stop the president. And so he runs for president in order to get control of the hurricane gun. Turns out it's real. But that's not what the movie's about. That's just like a throwaway. That's why he wants to run for president. Also his ego. He needs a bigger chair to hold his ego in, you know?
Yeah.
He's dressed as a bear the whole election, for sure. Do you guys remember that on his album?
I would vote for him if he did that.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. And he wired his mouth shut again.
First bear president.
If he wired his mouth shut, like that one album. What was that called?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to Google it while you guys figure out what's going on. No.
Oh.
So I was thinking, like, I don't really know anything about West Wing because I only watched the first season. But I remember that Martin Sheen was the president, I think, maybe. Uh-huh. And so I was thinking, like, Kanye West becomes president, and instead of knowing what to do, he just repeats things he hears from West Wing for the first 4 years.
And it works. So that album was called Through the Wire.
Okay.
So anyway, he rapped through having his mouth wired shut.
Did he really?
Yes.
Yeah, that really happened.
When did that happen?
It's old. It's been a while.
It's before he was super popular.
Yeah. Oh. So anyway, you should go listen to it. It's fun. So he will say he runs for president, right?
Okay.
Let's talk about his campaign, him winning, and then what he'd do as president. I think those are some good sticking points for a film. Okay. So like, I think him running for president is, of course, you know, the basic Kanye stuff. It's him attacking people on Twitter.
Him, just like Trump.
Him murdering Josh Groban as a sacrifice. Because he hates that guy. You know, just the usual Kanye stuff.
That's a campaign stretch goal.
Yeah. If we make our $1 million donation, I'll murder Josh Groban in front of everybody. I'm going to murder him good.
So I think on the campaign trail.
$2 million, I'll bring him back to life and murder him again.
Murder him again. people don't know the Yin Yang twins are witch doctors. They take care of this for us. No big deal.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So so anyway, he murders Josh Groban, but they don't make the $2 million mark, so Josh Groban's dead in this universe. Poor guy. Okay.
So what if this is going to maybe cross a border?
Don't say it.
So what if, because Trump is hiring all these like racist officials who like have connections to the Ku Klux Klan, Kanye West hires the Wu-Tang Clan?
Okay. I figured that you could just say that. It would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, of course, he's going to hire rappers for all of the cabinet seats.
Yeah, so, like. Hold on. I'm trying to remember, like, how many people are allowed in a cabinet.
There's so many people in the Wu-Tang Clan that it doesn't really matter at this point, right?
I thought there were only two.
I thought there were a billion.
Are they?
The Wu-Tang Clan are twins, aren't they?
No, I thought everyone could be a part of the Wu-Tang Clan. All right,
so here's the cabinet. There's 15 executive departments. There's agriculture, commerce, defense, education, energy, health and human services, homeland security, housing and urban development, interior, labor, state, transportation, treasury, and veteran affairs.
I want you to
know. He's going to hire all of them for just the Ministry of Defense.
Yeah.
What if he creates the Ministry of Magic?
Yeah. Well, I'm Kanye. I do what I want. Yeah. Magic is real now.
He gets in and just assumes there's already a Minister of Magic.
He gets in and he's like, they're like, we couldn't get these aliens to work with us. He's like, let me handle this. And he tweets at him, @aliens. Hey, bro, can we work together on this? And it works. And everyone was like, man, he's kind of a good president. We got all this technology. What other good things would he do as president?
The Department of Labor, he could create. No, never mind. Let's X that out.
That's more. See, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. That's more than I ever wanted to know about presidential stuff.
The legislative government?
Yes. I didn't want to know anything about that. I just wanted to be upset about things and complain without having any real knowledge. And you're ruining that. And it's very frustrating to me.
What if for like the Department of Defense, he just picks the best football team that has the best defense?
Probably way with you.
And the Dallas Cowboys are here, and they're going to take you out. Unless you watch yourself, Afghanistan.
And the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice just gets to be Judge Joe Brown.
That would be pretty legit. Come on. He could do it. He makes Judge Judy and Judge Joe Brown fight to the death for the position. Because he does what he wants.
Who would Kanye's vice president be?
That's what I was going to ask. Like, his cabinet's interesting, but his vice president is even more interesting. Kevin Hart somehow sneaks his way in there as vice president. We're like, how is he in everything? Okay. How is this possible? And Drake is his presidential footstool. Hey, sing that
Drake,
Hotline Bling
Drake
one
is
again.
The desk.
Can you do that for me? Do the dance that I like from that music video. And Drake's like, no, please.
He puts
just
the
let me go back to Degrassi again.
He puts the Kardashians in charge of housing and urban development.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So I think that what is he like? What is the first thing he does when he gets in there? Like, what is his like law that he makes or grand sweeping thing? Or and also, what is his slogan for presidency? Because we have "Make America Great Again" and Hillary's something about emails. Those slogans, really good slogans.
David, you've been
Hillary
quiet
for president. What?
I said, David, you've been
David,
quiet.
Can you make up a slogan for Kanye West, please?
Sure, Mr. West.
Wait. I found an internet thing that has Kanye West slogans in it.
David, make up a slogan right now. This is the time. This is the place. This is the final countdown. David.
I got make America dope again. I don't
That's pretty good.
It's time for Kanye West to make America Kanye best.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's from Twitter handle at Dan is not on fire.
That's good. He's not on fire.
I don't know. What if his campaign slogan is just follow me on Twitter?
Kanye vest. Kanye West wears the best vests. Vote for me for president. And he wears vests now.
The one place he skimped was the campaign writer, campaign slogan writers. He's like, no, nah, let's just hire somebody
it's,
for that.
Another one is, it's Kanye, not Kantye.
He gets on.
That's from Mitch Sterling.
He gets on. Fiverr and he hires a writer, and that's what this is. I'm the bomb, yay! Vote for Kanye. He writes it all himself.
That's also his war campaign too. Anybody tries to attack us,
yeah. Drop the bomb, bomb yays. That's his new language. Pig Latin is his language, basically.
Elect our first bromander in chief.
Bromander in chief is pretty good. I thought that was Barack Obama and Bro Biden.
That's all I got on here that are worth our time talking about.
It's a wrap. Vote for Kanye. We did it. I'm in a bear costume.
I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce was the best president of all time.
And the best vice president. That's why I picked her.
Okay.
I really got no other direction for this movie, so if we need to end it fast to not drag it out, I'm down.
No. We drag this out. We beat
it.
We gotta
drag
it
out for 4 years, buddy.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe 8 if he does well enough. Okay, so look, this is on an unrelated note, but I wanted to talk about this because I saw it. Someone said that The Rock had mentioned he might run for president.
Yeah, in 2020.
I realized it was an offhand comment, and he probably doesn't mean it, but man, can you imagine?
Dude, as soon as I saw that, I was like, all right.
Have a podcast forever.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we had to take this one bullet so we could get somewhere really great.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe he's making America great again by letting The Rock have his chance to be president. Can you imagine, though, just like, there'd be no need for slogans, there'd be no need for running. He would get on stage during the debate and he would start weightlifting. And everyone would be like, amazed.
Nobody would run against him, that's the thing.
Yeah, like, Vladimir Putin would be like, I can't say anything. I got nothing.
No, they would, but the first debate would be like, well... In the first year in history, we changed the debate to a wrestling match. Good luck.
If that doesn't sound
do you
like
you smell the laws the Rock is cooking? Because they're a lot. And then lower taxes.
In Idiocracy, he win presidency by winning in a wrestling match?
It's a monster truck rally, isn't it?
Oh, you're right.
Which is Camacho. Better.
And that's Terry Crews, right?
Yes. Yeah. He would be, if he ran for president, I would also be convinced that he needs to be voted for. But no, but like, just imagine The Rock getting up there and he's like swearing this Bible, and then, like, you know, the Bible's real tiny compared to The Rock, so he's putting this like pinky finger on it and he says the whole thing, they swear him in, and then he's like I don't need you, Secret Service, you're fired. Bullets bounce off of me, I'm Superman.
I don't have time to protect you, you just need to go.
Try not to jump in front of bullets for me or anything. I'd hate to have that on my conscience. I'm invincible. Don't stand near me, because the bullets will bounce off and hit you. The ricochets will get you. And the funny thing is, the vice president is his left pectoral muscle. Percy, his pectoral muscle.
Oh my god.
Percy, what do you want to do today? I don't know, Rock.
He's drawing a little mouth and face
and
on
he's
it.
Just flexing it whenever he talks. And John Cena's the Secretary of Defense. Hustle, dignity, respect. I think that's it. yeah, that this is great, guys. So anyway, somehow Kanye West, I don't know, he dies in a rapping-related accident, and then The Rock, his vice president, becomes president.
What if he gets in a rap
president?
Battle with The Rock, and The Rock out-raps him, and that's the
but
end
he
of
makes
Kanye
his,
West
he makes
swing.
His ab muscles talk. In such, and he like flexes in such a way that they rap better than Kanye West.
Okay.
And that's how he wins the presidency of the future of 2020.
All right.
And that's it.
30-second pitch?
80-second pitch.
All right. So Kanye West becomes president and fills his cabinet with other rappers and celebrities, and The Rock beats him in 2020.
Because The Rock does what he wants. Rock for president, 2020. And his vice president is Kevin Hart, because they make a good pair.
So, hey, guys, thank you so much for listening. We always have a good time just hanging out with you guys. If you would give us a rating on iTunes, as well as you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. David, what's the email they can send a movie to if they'd like to email us?
If you want to send us a movie, you can send it to movies@unpitchablepodcast.com. That's movies@unpitchablepodcast.com. Send us movie, feedback, whatever. Get in touch with us. You can connect with us there. We're also on social media, and we have a neat generator on our website that you can use. If you want to send one of those results in, you could do that as well.
Yeah, thank you, because we don't even know what they could be. And yeah. David, you have a listener suggestion for us?
I do. This listener suggestion comes in from... Oh, yeah, I said I was going to do the other half of Mullet Polices from Reddit.
Okay.
He sent us a bunch and only did half last time. So here's the other half. These are crossover film pitches that he gave us. And I'm just going to go right into them. They're bullet points. The Planet of the Lost World of Jurassic Park. Okay, Planet of the Apes in Jurassic Park. Minority Impossible. Mission Impossible Minority Report. That
so that's basically good. Just Tom Cruise's character from Mission Impossible getting his eyeball replaced in that weird scene from Minority Report.
Yeah.
That was the worst.
I kind of want to watch that movie now.
I like the puke lasers they have, or whatever they're called.
Ocean 7. Which is Ocean's 11 and the movie 7. That one, I would watch that. I would watch the crap out of that.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. The Born, the Bad, and the Mummy. Born Identity, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and the Mummy.
I don't know what that movie would be, but that title's very funny.
Yeah, that's really good. So thank you, Mullet Police from Reddit.
Thank you, sir.
That's a great name.
So, hey, until next time, I'm Nick Kagey.
I'm David Johnson.
I'm Tim Catania. Get pitched or die trying, or don't.
Put a shirt on that dog.
Put a shirt on that dog! David, you sound smoother with a cough drop in your mouth.
You do. Yeah. You sound like Barry White.
You sound like Barry White's...
This is Barry White.
His throat. What?
This is Barry White.
No.
That's my best Barry White, and it's not good at all.
If it's bad, I have a backup. 8 hours to slap you. I just want you to know that.
All right,
or 12, or whatever. You'll have to meet me halfway if it's more than 8 hours. That's my limit.
It's like it's 8.5 hours.
We got to do that every time before we start Loot Crate. That's important. It's like a primer. Everyone, clear your throat. Was that you, David?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you choke on the cough drop? Do we need to call Brandy? No. Tap the mic twice if you need us to call Brandy.
I want to pump you up to heaven. Go into this gentle sleep, my friend.
I don't remember how we end, guys.
Lord Almighty, Nick, you have one job. All right, I got it. Don't worry. I got this. You got it.
I'll be your magic guide.